This program is intended for a print-impaired audience and is brought to you by Mind's Eye.
Welcome to the reading of the Madison County News for this Wednesday, the 17th of April, 2024. My name is Rob Johnson. We have a number of stories to cover in today's reading of the Edwardsville Intelligencer and the Alton Telegraph. Before doing that, some housekeeping chores. First of all, today, April 17th, is the 108th day of 2024. We have 258 days remaining. Let's review the upcoming weather forecast for the Madison County area. On this Wednesday evening, look for windy conditions and a mix of clouds. The overnight low should be 51 degrees, winds out of the west at 20 miles per hour. On your Thursday, rain showers and thunderstorms move in during the morning hours, and then breezy in the afternoon, there is a possibility of a strong thunderstorm in parts of the county. The overnight low, 42 degrees, winds out of the north up to 13, gustier in thunderstorms. Friday, 63 and 40, the predicted high and low temperatures, a mix of clouds and sunshine. There's a 20% chance of precipitation, winds out of the west-southwest at 9 miles per hour. On your Saturday, 56 and 39, partly sunny during the day, no rain, winds northwest at 12 miles per hour. On Sunday, 55 and 40, about the same as Saturday, winds out of the northwest at 8 miles per hour, times of clouds and sunshine throughout the daytime hours. And then Monday, the 22nd of April, 63 degrees for the high temperature, 46 for the overnight low, no rain, winds north at 5 miles per hour. On your Tuesday, rain showers move back in, especially in the afternoon. Expect a high temperature of 64, an overnight low of 42. Winds out of the southeast at 5, rain chances pegged at 40%. On Wednesday, rain chances basically 50-50. We have a 64-degree high temp, an overnight low of 43. Rain showers during the morning hours and then spottier showers in the afternoon. Winds out of the southwest at 5 miles per hour. And now the news from the two Madison County newspapers. The Madison County State's Attorney's Office filed documents last Wednesday to take possession of several properties, vehicles, and almost $400,000 in cash stemming from a police raid at Studio 420 and Liquid Courage, both in the 1100 block of East Broadway in Alton. The raids occurred in late March and were the result of suspected illegal cannabis operations. The documents filed by the state's attorney's office are called a forfeiture count. The court documents also provide information regarding the March 29th search warrants at Studio 420 and Liquid Courage. The search warrants led to a stretch of Broadway being closed for much of the day. Each forfeiture count is directed at Zach F. Yinger, Y-I-N-G-E-R, owner of the businesses, and alleged that he and others were illegally selling cannabis from the stores. The Telegraph attempted to reach Yinger for comment at his business, that business called Game Over in Alton, and multiple calls to the business only got a busy signal. Game Over is located at 1022 East Broadway in Alton and is not part of the forfeiture count. Four of the forfeiture counts against Yinger related to the properties at 1126 East Broadway, 1100 East Broadway, which is Studio 420 or 420, 1104 East Broadway, which is Liquid Courage, and 116 Cherry Street, all in Alton. The remaining count lists two vehicles, a 2022 Dodge Ram 1500 and a 2020